100 to 102. Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
I am over the moon and speechless, said Kevin Kelleher, co-founder and CEO of Ostoform, the winner of the AIB Startup Academy 2017. Kevin, I'm hoping, has got his speech back again because he's sitting in front of me. Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Conal. Thanks very much for having me on. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Fantastic. What did you win?
So we won the first prize in the AIB Startup Academy, which was a prize in the region of 200,000, including 20,000 cash, and then the rest more supports, like supports for digital marketing and mentoring and other consultancy services that will be very useful for us going forward.
What does Ostoform do?
So often as a result of bowel cancer or inflammatory bowel disease, output from the bowel has to be redirected to the abdomen for the creation of an ileostomy. And with an ileostomy patients often suffer skin complications because...
You're talking about a bag. We're talking about the bag outside of the stomach.
That's right, yeah. So the output is collected in an ileostomy bag, and the output often leaks onto the skin rather than enter the bag. And when that happens, the patient suffers skin complications.
Because it's acidic.
Yeah, it's acidic output and it can cause sort of skin burns.
Ouch. And yeah. You have cured or found a way of fixing this?
Yeah, we found a way to protect the skin by preventing that acidic output leaking onto the patient's skin and effectively draining it into the ostomy bag. So it keeps the patient's skin healthy and gives the patient more confidence.
You have shown me a sample of it, and what it is, it's like a little ring, and you have put something special onto that little ring, and that is patented. Explain.
That's right, yeah. So we've put something on it to more effectively guide the acidic output into the bag so it's not absorbed, in towards the skin. And that in itself makes the skin much more healthy in that it doesn't have to come into contact with the skin. When these things come into contact with the skin, the patient is at a risk of repeated and constant skin complications, which can really affect their quality of life.
It is a huge market.
Huge market, yeah. Luckily, it's around a $550 million market globally.
You could have all of it.
Well, we know we have the best product to solve this problem now, and yeah, we're ambitious about it.
You better give a shout out to where you have come out of, which was or is University of Limerick.
University of Limerick, with funding initially from Enterprise Ireland. And I should mention a co-founder, Rona Hunt, as well. The two of us worked on this for the past 2 years.
You said that because otherwise you would have been very unhappy on the way home.
Yeah.
And so the pair of you have come up with this brilliant idea. You've got your AIB funding now. You still would like an investment.
Yeah, we're still raising money because it's going to cost to get set up with manufacturing to get this to market. There's those elements of CE marking and FDA approval, and you know there is reimbursement for the device, which is great news. So the patient doesn't have to pay themselves.
That's in the States, you were telling me, which came as a surprise to me because I cannot figure out the medical system in the States. But people with those bags get money back.
Yeah, thankfully they do. I mean, it would be a huge burden for the patient to have to buy these bags themselves all the time, so yeah.
And they are, your product sells at about, what is it, €5 or $5 or something like that?
Yeah, $5.66. Yeah.
Okay, 66 for you, $4.66.
Yeah.
So when do you expand into the States?
So we're going to launch in the States as soon as we're ready, as soon as we're set up with manufacturing.
Which is when?
Which is Q2 2018.
Okay, so by then I'm going to make sure that you come back to us and tell us how that is going. But in between times, where are you on the journey towards manufacture?
Yeah, we're getting set up with manufacturing now, and it just takes some time to get the regulatory approval in place and get the reimbursement code assigned. So that's why there's a sort of a pathway before we're ready to actually get on the shelf.
And are you going to go to Ireland first and then the States? Is that what you told me? Or is it just a global domination immediately?
No, we'll go in parallel. Yeah. So Ireland, UK, the States.
And you've got patent. You're patented. Now that is a breakthrough. That is cool.
Yeah, it's a novel idea, it's a novel device, and in this kind of market in med tech, it's very important, you know, for the company's value and for to be competitive, to have that protection.
And I asked you how much that patent cost, because I'm always interested in that, and you came up with a very novel way of getting your patent.
Yeah, we were in UL at the time, so the University of Limerick was good enough to file the patent, and it's University of Limerick that actually owned the patent, and we have exclusivity in the licensing of that patent from
Clever UL. University of Limerick, clever UL.
Yeah, Yeah.
And clever you, of course, as well. Genuinely, if you launch in, what did you say, Q2 2018, do you kind of burst out onto the scene? Or, as can happen, will somebody sneak up behind you and file some similar device?
Well, we've done our very best to throw the kitchen sink into the patent and make sure that we've covered all aspects that we possibly can. We've had many brainstorming sessions making sure that any alternative way to do this was covered. So, you know, we've done our best. I mean, yes, competitors are always a risk, and there are big competitors in this market. And for us, the key is when we launch to get as much patient adoption as quickly as possible.
How good was the AIB Startup Academy to you, for you?
The academy itself was fantastic.
Why?
It made me check in with our strategy. You know, every Monday when we were in there, we were getting classes on digital marketing and PR and everything else. And, you know, while they themselves were useful, you're always running your business over in your head and your strategy over in your head. And when you think it through, and you're forced to question yourself, you're kind of more convinced at the end of it all that you're doing things the right way.
If anybody wants to invest in you, where will they find you, and how much do you want from them? And is there a specific type of investor you'd love to have? Somebody big in medical devices market?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to, along with investment, we'd love to bring on the right expertise. And, you know, that could be distribution partners. Even
UDG would be an absolute slam dunk for you, wouldn't they? UDG, that's the old United Drug, isn't that what they're called?
Yeah.
You'd love to hear from them.
Be happy to speak to them.
Is UDG out there? Calling UDG. There's a man here who could use you. Where will they find you?
Well, they'll find me. They'll see the email address on osteoform.com, and they can find
me. And we will
that.
Put all of the details and much more up onto the website, because I think Ruthie has put up a whole heap of stuff about the AIB Academy and the other runners up, and they're our pals now from Team SBS. So well done to them all there.
100 to 102, Today FM. The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas. So convenient, with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.